action here as Siegel fires off a shot from the right side. It is no good by Charles Clark, who's back in the game playing with two fouls. Franklin retreats back to their end. They're moving left to right as we see it. Ball tipped out by the Siegel Stars.
Brian, the Siegel Stars shot 67% in that first quarter, 10 of 15. Franklin, on the other hand, 2 of 13, 15%.
Patton outside to Matthews. Coming near side is Henry. Now he backs it back out.
What do you say, I got 44?
Deep in the left corner, Matthews drives in the lane between a double team. Brandon tips the ball away, and it's going to be whose basketball?
Franklin,
I think. John A. Simpson checking into the game, the 6'5 senior center. John doesn't look as fierce on the basketball field as he does on the
football
field.
I don't know. He looks pretty fierce at 6'5".
Yeah, he's a pretty big dude.
I'll tell him you said that.
No, you don't have to. I mean, just the way he angrily takes down people in football.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part tonight by State Farm agent Monty King. It's just off Sam Ridley at 721 President Place. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Monty King. The number, 220-2210.
Trice comes into the game as well for Brandon. They're wiping up a little moisture out on the floor where there was some contact, making sure that no one slips and falls there. 25-6, Siegel leads with 7:21 left in the first half of play. 9-1 Siegel Stars look every bit of it here tonight. Very impressive start to this game. Near wing, it's Patton. Pass across the floor. Finds Bacon. Now back around the horn. Bacon gets it back after passing off to Nelson. Now Nelson has it. Nelson penetrates from the left elbow. Swish. Nelson, the first basket of the second quarter for the Rebels. 25-8. Bounce pass, Jones. Long flip across to Trice. They get it underneath the Gooch, and it's money.
Great ball movement there, coming around from the backside, and they found him wide open.
Left wing, Patton has it. Popping out is Hunter Nelson. Nelson drives in the lane, now flips it back out. The three fired up, no good by Patton. Rebound put back by Matthews. Are they going to count it? I think they are. And he is fouled. Basket is good, and the foul is on John A. Simpson. I'm sorry, that is not correct. I don't think. It was on Simpson, pardon me. I saw a number flashing on the scoreboard, and it was the opposite side. Plus one is good. Matthews with five, 27-11. Little run by the Rebels. Between the circles, straight away is Jones. Into the corner, Brandon. Penetrates, and they say walks. Went through a double team and five turnovers. To inbound the basketball are the Rebels. Down the floor, Matthews after triggering it in to Henry. Now Matthews gets it back. Matthews being worked over there by Dominique Gooch. The long pass down low, almost thrown away. They save it. Into the near side, Bacon. Critchlow into the game as well. Fadeaway at the foul line is up and good by Nelson. Hunter Nelson with two big baskets here in the second quarter. And the pass from Brandon into the corner is tipped out of bounds by Franklin. Franklin on a bit of a run. We've got to stop that run here with a basket. Jones burns it underneath. Simpson has a shot blocked. Maybe a little body contact there too, but not called on Zach Bacon. Or they did call it, didn't they? How about that? I didn't hear the whistle. All I heard was the oohs and the ahs. Simpson at the charity stripe hits the first. John A. will have another. Toes the line. Four quick dribbles. Shot it and got it. 29-13. Siegel up. 5:50, make that 5:43 left. driving in the lane, should be a charge, and it is on Garrison Matthews. Well, he went in there with a full head of steam.
And nobody tried to swipe the basketball. Just good defense, got himself set, and all he had to do was wait for him to come down the lane, and he did.
A lot of times you really like to swat away at those passes like that. Jones up the floor. Passes back to Gooch in the corner. Brandon for three. It's online. It's in and out. Rebound Simpson off the glass. It's good.
Good positioning there by Simpson for the rebound.
Big rebound by Simpson and put back. Now a three left wing. It's good. That's Kyle Tackett for three. Siegel down quickly. Brandon. Top of the key to Jones now. Jones lob over left side to Clark from downtown. It's off the lip of the rim. Rebound Simpson off the glass. Simpson, what a move. He has really come in and contributed here. 6 points for John A. Simpson.
Nobody blocking him out. Simpson just dominating the boards on that left side.
Siegel takes a 33-16 lead. In the near side. Working it is Nelson. Back out to Critchlow, and now they're going to call a foul on Jones. A little touchy foul right there. Into the game is Brooks Wright. He is a junior. Wright for Bacon. At the foul line will be Blake Henry. Henry toes the line. And the first one is no good, doesn't get the second. Don't convert the one and one here. Brandon glides in the lane, puts up a runner, no good. Rebound, a war for it. Tipped it back out to Charles Clark. Siegel resets with Jones. No look pass underneath the Brandon. Oh my, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Brandon was wide open underneath the basket for the two-footer. Ball tipped. Franklin has turned it over. Jones running the floor. Layup. Good. And there he is. A foul. Jones for the chance at the plus one. A foul on Brooks Wright. Jones with eight. Could have nine. Shot it. And got it. Jones going to come out to some applause here. Damian Clark back in, so a little more size in the paint here for the Siegel Stars with Clark and Simpson in the game. First chance they've both been in the game at the same time. Critchlow drives in between and scores.
That was the first time I've seen Siegel kind of not get back and do what they need to do on defense.
Clark between the rings. Comes here near wing. Now pass far side to Gooch. Underneath, it's partially blocked, but Damian Clark picks up the rebound, puts it up, misses that, puts it up again, but is fouled. He's going to go to the line. The foul is on Kyle Tackett. And it is one and one here, isn't it? Doesn't matter. No, he was fouled on the shot. Next time it'll be the double bonus. Clark hits the first free throw. Could put 40 on the board with this one, and he does. Damian Clark with six. 40-18. Siegel boys here flexing some muscle against the Franklin Rebels. 3:35 to go. Near side Critchlow now to the left wing. Henry has it. Deeper in the corner to tack it, and then they are going to foul. Reaching in. Somebody, it was Damian Clark, his first. And that is to double bonus here for the Rebels. A lot of fouls called here in this boys' game, but a pretty physical game. Fast-paced, I guess, John, is what makes it foul-prone.
Yeah, there's a lot of reaching, trying to get the ball. Siegel's got a lot of depth, though they don't really care whether they foul a whole lot.
Tackett's first charity toss in and out. The second one, this one, too hard off the back of the rim. Rebound picked off out of there by the Stars, Edwin Roberts, who just checked into the game. Missed Edward. Jones. Near wing to Brandon. Brandon, they have it tipped away. It's going to be Siegel ball. Brandon to Jones. Jones back out to Brandon. 3:04 to go in the first half. Long pass to Brandon. Looks over the three. Now takes a step to the right and takes an ill-advised shot there. Goes out of bounds and will be Franklin basketball. Just really was not set for that.
No, and it kind of was a little busted play, too. I think they wanted to get it to Brandon. Coach Dotson wanted to get it to him a lot sooner than they did.
Franklin gets it down the floor with Tackett. Right wing. Back out to Nelson. Around the horn, now back around this way. Critchlow. Critchlow, top of the key, got to get rid of it or something, and he loses it. It's picked up by Franklin, however. Long pass underneath, broken up by the Stars. Down the floor quickly, and Jones, they're going to foul him. Nelson had had enough of seeing Jones run down the floor and score. Two shots.
That's about the only way you are going to stop him or foul him, as quick as he is.
22 at the line for two. The first one is no good. We'll have another. Patton is coming in, going out is right. McGee going to check in. DJ McGee, number 25. He's a sophomore. Going to get in on the action. They let him in. Jones' second toss is good. So for Jones, that is his 10th point. 41-18. That's your score. Siegel with the lead. Critchlow, left side, down low, running baseline. Easy basket there for Patton. Siegel quickly down the floor. Jones, long pass left side. Brandon open for three, and they say he stepped out of bounds. Six turnovers for the Stars.
Hey, like my flashing signals.
I do. Yeah. Like Christmas lights.
Yep.
Baseline gliding in there. The basket's going to go for Hunter Nelson. And there's a foul. Basket's going to count. Nelson with six. And I missed the foul. Apologize. 25, I think it was. Plus one is up and good. Nelson's got seven. Foul was on Roberts. Edwin comes out, so does McGee. Clock at a minute 40, make that a minute 59. 41-23 your score. Siegel Stars lead and Jones brings it down the floor. Comes here to the near wing. They're moving right to left. Now back to the left wing, passing off Robert. Brandon misses the three-pointer. It's a little short off the rim. And I think Brandon's going to be called for the foul. Here's a foul on Robert Brandon, his first. Simpson going to go in. If they will let him in, it'll be after the free throws, obviously. At the foul line will be Blake Henry. Henry is yet to score in the game. Looking to try to change that if you're a Franklin Rebel fan, which I would imagine most of you listening are not. Shot it and rolled through. It's good. Might have a few. You can get 100.5 here in Williamson County, son. Simpson in, Brandon out. Another charity toss. Blake Henry. Shot it and missed it. Martin with the rebound. Down the floor is Jones. Baseball pass underneath, wide open was Tay Martin. What an assist there by Jones.
He does it like baseball style pass. That's pretty hard to do.
And it's very accurate. Driving baseline, nothing there, and they have thrown it away because Henry slipped and fell. So a turnover for the Rebels. That's their ninth.
Hey, light two.
I'm going to put a little lights on my fingers.
They glisten.
Yeah.
In the,
maybe some glitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Really.
They look good.
Kind of Christmassy.
Minute 18 to go here in the first half. Siegel basketball. Charles Clark looks over the three, now takes it. Oh, I thought it was going, but it didn't. Runs down the rebound, but they say he stepped out of bounds first. Looked like that was pretty close play right there. 43-24 with a minute 9 to go here in the first half. The Stars with the lead. The inbounds by Bills, who is in the game for the Rebels. Full court pressure by the Stars. Franklin gets it down. Running floater by Patton, no good. Rebound. It's on the floor. And Franklin had the rebound, but they were out of bounds. Bills pulled it down, but he was on the end line. 54 seconds. And Jones comes over to chit-chat with Coach Ben Dotson. They're going to spread the floor here and try to run some clock with 42 seconds. Playing catch, Charles Clark and Jones. Tay Martin slips out here as well on the far side. He gets the pass. Now back to Jones. 28 seconds.
Hey, Texas.
To Clark. Now a play with 20 seconds on the clock. In the far corner, Charles Clark. Nothing there. Inside, Martin down low. Gooch, oh my goodness. What great ball movement.
An unselfish play, Tay Martin. Had a shot, passed it up, saw a better shot underneath.
With three, with two, the three in the corner is up and good at the horn by Joe Critchlow, and that's your first half of play. Well, certainly an exciting first half. If you're a Siegel Star fan, you really liked it. They put 45 on the board in the first. 45-27 your score, and we are at halftime once again. 45-27, Siegel Stars lead. We'll be right back after this timeout with a look at all of your stats and more halftime information for you as we continue from Franklin High School. Franklin and Siegel on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
This is Amanda at Animal City inviting your family to come do business with my family. You can give the gift of relaxation this year with a wonderful aquarium kit. We have many shapes and styles to suit every budget and taste. Here at Animal City, we have everything that you need to delight the pet or pet lover on your Christmas list this year. You can always give them a gift card from Animal City. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street. That's here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lanes.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part tonight by Thompson Services, HVAC, Electric, Plumbing and Gas, Animal City, Midas of Murfreesboro, Music World, Drummer's Den, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. And you can go primetimesports.com if you want to find your local source for county prep news and information. Log on to listen live on demand with podcasts and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
I want to say hello to Monty Hale Jr. listening in at Monty Hale on Twitter. Monty tweets 45-27 Siegel boys over Franklin at the break. But he said they are beating the brakes off Franklin. I like that.
Wow, he's such a witty type person.
He's a man for words.
A poet.
He is, most certainly. That's really what's happening here. I mean, they're just running Franklin up and down the floor.
Franklin has fallen into the Siegel trap of playing their game. You saw guys from Franklin kind of bent over at the foul line trying to get their breath. They've just fallen right into that. And Siegel just running, like you said and Monty said, they're just running up and down the floor.
Well, you cannot beat Siegel at their game. It's very hard to do it. Franklin doesn't have the athletes to do it. Let me just put it that way.
They don't. And the speed is obvious, and the quickness. And even though they went to a zone, Ryan Jones was able to find on three different occasions a couple of no-look passes out of those three and beat the zone inside. And Franklin doesn't have an answer for it. Now, they have shot better, but they really shot poorly in the first quarter. That just really put them out of the game, really, at this point.
Let's give you a few stats here from Fans Heating and Air. Winners trophies in game days team sports. I'll give you the stats here, and they're brought to you again by Winners Trophies, Game Days Team Sports, and Fans Heating and Air. 7 points for Hunter Nelson tonight, 5 for Garrison Matthews, 3 points for Colson Patton, 5 for Joe Critchlow, 1 for Blake Henry, 3 for Max Taylor, and 3 for Kyle Tackett. And for the Siegel Stars, 9 points for Robert Brandon, 6 for Damian Clark, 5 for Charles Clark, Tay Martin with 2, John A. Simpson with 6 big buckets, 7 points for Dominique Gooch, and it was Ryan Jones with 10 to lead the way for the Siegel Stars. Team stats for you now, 17 rebounds for Siegel to Franklin 6. Siegel shot 57% in the first half, 17 of 30. That's 57% with 2 first bank threes. For the Franklin Rebels, 10 of 24, 42%, and 3 threes. At the foul line, 8 of 13 for Siegel, 62%, 29% for Franklin. They've really struggled at the foul line, 4 of 14. Turnovers, 9 for the Rebels and 6 for the Siegel Stars. Siegel led 25-6 at the end of the first. Your score here at halftime is 45-27. Those stats from Game Days Team Sports, formerly AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and AG Sporting Goods, and Fans Heating and Air. We appreciate all of those fine folks sponsoring our stats and starting lineups. We'll get the second half starting lineups when we come back. Here from Franklin, Tennessee, Siegel leads 45-27.
This is Chuck Lewis with First Bank. It's easy this time of year to reflect on all that we're blessed with by being part of this community. As Rutherford Countyans, we benefit from excellent schools and recreational facilities, as well as a very diverse and growing economy for employment opportunities. We have professional leadership that guide our county to be recognized nationally as a preferred destination. So during this holiday season, reflect on the real reason for the season and join us at First Bank for our holiday open house December 20th and 21st. Happy holidays from First Bank, where you matter most.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
All right, listen up. You've had a good practice. We can't let up now.
This is the game that counts. We're coming off a trip to the state finals.
We're not about to let this streak end here.
And when we win,
we're going to have Sir Pizza waiting for us in the locker room.
Now get up there and finish strong.
Yeah!
Feels that way.
You shouldn't have mentioned Sir Pizza.
Get your game face on and head over to Sir Pizza. With three Murfreesboro locations, on East Main, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial between the VA and Sportscom. Go Square Slices!
Hello once again, this is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings and Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
We're looking for the right insurance company for our auto, home, and life.
We went with Claiborne and Taylor. They've been around for years. Claiborne and Taylor, they used to be Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency. They're one of Murfreesboro's largest locally owned independent agencies.
I'm Doran Claiborne.
And I'm Gary Taylor.
Farmer Brothers Insurance and Murfreesboro Insurance Agency are now Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Our office is at 319 West McKnight Drive, just off Memorial Boulevard behind Tire World.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Our press force on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Celeste Middleton. Celeste, located at 803 North Thompson Lane, your Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. 46-40 was the final in the girls' game tonight as the Lady Stars defeat the Lady Rebels, 46-40. It's 45-27 here at half, and the boys' action wrapping it up here in the second half. Brian?
We're so close we can even smell the dry erase marker on the playboard there.
Yes, we can.
Franklin has the ball. They're moving right to left as we see it now here in the second half of action. In the far corner, it's Henry. Henry to the right side, Nelson now back to the left wing. They're whipping it around outside and can't get it inside. Can't get a look. In the corner, Henry looks over the three, takes it off the front of the rim. Rebound, Jones has it. Jones, long pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted. Henry going the other way for the Rebels. Stutter steps, pulls it back out to the left wing. Now a no-look pass down low. Burns it underneath, then out of bounds off of Matthews. And that is thanks to some pretty good defense on that far side by Charles Clark. Long pass up Jones to Brandon. Brandon's three, bottom. What a huge three-point basket and a timeout. Siegel, Brandon with the basket. Your score, 48-27. We'll be right back. Siegel up. That would be a break for us. We'll be right back.
There is a difference at Murfreesboro Automotive.
We have a lot of people that just pull up and say, hey, my check engine light is on. Can you tell me what's wrong with it? And we don't charge for that.
That's Chuck Haynes with Murfreesboro Automotive.
A lot of stores will charge. We do that at no charge here. We feel like they'll probably become a customer if we do that.
From the simple oil change to major auto repair work, Murfreesboro Automotive can handle it all. They're on Ridgely Road. Just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Murfreesboro Automotive.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice House of Heating and Air Coach's Corner tomorrow morning at 9. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike.
Three from the left wing by Colson Patton is good, so they answered our three, 48-30. 48-30. Stars with the lead, right wing, Clark. Now back out, top of the key, Trice has it. Failed to give you the starting lineups. Damian Clark in the paint. Clark, Brandon, Jones, Charles Clark, and Trice. Your same starting lineup from the first half. That's brought to you by Game Day's Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. And they travel in the corner. Matthews drug a foot.
Well, he was pressured so much over there by Clark that he tried to knock the ball out off of his body, but he walked instead. He slid his foot.
And now the Franklin student section kind of all over Trice over there in the corner. He just smiles, and the official actually says something to one of them. Siegel down the floor with Jones. Top of the key to the foul line. Pull-up jumper, bottom. Let him in all the way, pulled up, in your face, two-point basket from the foul line.
I keep emphasizing the point. I guess I'm making it to death, but Ryan Jones has just such an improved player from last year.
5'5", junior guard, the real deal. Long pass broken up by Brandon. Franklin recovers in the lane. Shot no good, rebound by Trice. Tackett got double-teamed. Now can Siegel run it down? They do run down the loose ball. Clark. Damian Clark saved it to Charles Clark. Top of the key, and now Coach Ben Dodson calls the play. Jones to Charles Clark. Clark over to Damian Clark. Runs down the loose ball, and now he's going to foul or be fouled. We'll see.
Damian foul, I thought.
Yep. Damian Clark, second foul. Price is out. Gooch is back in. 50-30. 20-point lead. Pass in the corner now to the left side. Little six-footer is up and no good by Matthews. Siegel down quickly. Damian Clark to Gooch. Gooch three. Yes, sir. First bank three for Dominique Gooch. He's got 10. That's now three in double figures for the Stars. Bounce pass underneath. Backing in Tackett. Bounces twice, won't fall. Rebound Damian Clark, and then he's going to be fouled by Hunter Nelson, I believe. Foul is on 2-0. It is on Nelson. That is his third. And John Simpson comes in for Damian Clark. Franklin coach not very happy about the goings on here. Jay Johnson. Ryan Jones calls the play. Over the timeline now, goes to the left wing. Lob going up, missing the dunk is Brandon. Lob wasn't very good. Now it's out of bounds. No, a foul. It will be out of bounds for Franklin. The foul is on 20. Which would be Dominique Gooch, to second. To trigger it in is Henry. Henry to Patton now. Patton works between the rings, drives the lane, kicks it back out. Left side, the three up, no good by Matthews. Rebound on the floor. Charles Clark tripping over his own player there. John A. Simpson back to Jones, now near wing. Robert Brandon's three is a little short. Rebound Patton, and now a reaching in foul is going to be called on Jones. Ryan Jones picks up number three. 53-30 your score with 4:22 left in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball. Now the official is asking the game administrator to escort out somebody in the stands, or at least talk to him. Jones is out. Tay Martin came in, I think it was. Henry to the near side. They get it to Matthews. Back to Henry. Top of the key, Patton, and now a push called on 20. And that's Dominique Gooch. That is his third. So Gooch with three fouls as well now. Henry, top of the key, now right wing. Finds Pat back out front. Long three from downtown by Hunter Nelson, no good. Rebound, a war for it, and it's picked up by Tackett for the Rebels. They reset. Henry to Nelson. Inside, the lob goes to Tackett. Now they flip it out. The three from the far corner is good by Pat. He's got nine. Lead back at 20. 53-33. Charles Clark here to the near side. Gooch drives to the foul line. Back out to Brandon. Brandon brings it in straight away. Now tries the lob inside. It's stolen away. Down the floor, Patton. Patton fakes right, goes left. Did he walk or was he fouled? They're going to say he was hacked. I think he walked a little bit beforehand to try to avoid it.
After that last three that Patton hit, he really got fired up. I think he's probably one of their top players, and he's had a rough night, although he's had rebound, getting 9 points, but had a rough going early.
Foul is on Robert Brandon. I have that as his second, but I have missed a foul or two. First toss was no good by Colson Patton, and Colson will have another. Big deep breath. Shot is away and good. 10 points for Colson Patton. In the backcourt, trapped and now a foul called on Patton. These officials really love their whistles. Just here in a sec. Foul on Kyle Tackett. Tay Martin to trigger it in. It's off the shoe tops of Kyle Tackett. They'll do it again. Charles Clark, Tay Martin. Martin quickly up the floor to Robert Brandon. Brandon driving baseline, tries the reverse. Nope. He's going to pass, but he was fouled first. Foul is on Henry. That's his second foul. Inbounds to Charles Clark. The fadeaway three bounces twice, won't go. Gooch with the rebound, stripped to the basketball. And then saved by Franklin's Nelson. Throwing it in off of a Siegel player down low. So Franklin basketball. Length of the floor to go. And Blake Henry to walk it down. Henry crossing the timeline now. 2:55 to go in the third. 53-34 your score. Ball tipped away. Brandon has it. And what happened? He stepped out of bounds. That has happened to Robert several times tonight. I'm not sure if it's just hard to see.
Well, I have a difficulty seeing this floor. Like the half-court line.
Kind of parquet-ish.
Yeah, and it's not a real thick line. It's not a definitive. A little bit difficult.
Well, and the line is actually a light tan color.
Right.
But anyway, Franklin's thrown it away out of bounds.
That's 13 turnovers for Franklin here.
No pressure by the Rebels. They're going to pick up Charles Clark at midcourt. Clark goes left side to Brandon. Brandon burns it, well, threw it away. Play getting a tad sloppy. 11 turnovers. Max Taylor into the game. Throws it away and now regains it. Long pass underneath. Going up. Shot. Bounces once. Will not go for Matthews, but he's fouled. 23, Tamart with the foul. And so, Garrison Matthews will go to the foul line. Matthews with five in the game. This is the first free throw. It's a little short.
Well, they have had a tough time at the free throw line tonight.
Girls did too, if I remember correctly, in that girls game.
It was 5 of 17. That's a 12-point margin right there. You add that to their score, they're in this game.
Second toss, this one's good. They're not hitting every other one. It's like one of three almost, isn't it?
Yeah, about a third.
Robert Brandon with the ball to the foul line. Foul on Hunter Nelson. Hand check is the call, and that's his fourth foul. 53-35, Siegel with the lead. 2:10 to go in the third. Update your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard when we have some updates for you. Do have a boys' final and a girls' final out of Blackman, I'll tell you about. Brandon down low, Simpson, oh, he missed the shot. Trying it here from the right side. Taylor in the paint, loses it. Charles Clark, behind the back dribble. Bounce pass, they're going to call him for the charge. And that's probably the right call there because Bacon kind of stood his ground.
Well, Charles Clark did everything he could to avoid it.
He did.
Got the pass even a little quicker. Got it to him a little deep, quicker inside, but just couldn't hold up.
67-30. Blackman boys a winner, 67-30. And it was the Blackman girls winning over Franklin County. I said Franklin, it's Franklin County. Blackman girls 47-19 winners. So twin wins on the road. Both of those teams remain undefeated. It's been a great year for Blackman basketball. Three from the left wing, up and good by Critchlow. Critchlow clutch here.
Cut it to 15.
As close as they've been in a while, and now they're going to say Tamart traveled.
We've gotten a little sloppy, and we've missed our last four shots.
Martin comes out. Minute and a half to go. A big opportunity here for the Franklin Rebels to cut into it. Patton works between the rings. Fires it down low. Shot blocked. Simpson. Gets the outlet pass to Charles Clark. Clark near side to Gooch. Gooch looking in, nothing there. Simpson helping. Now to Trice. Trice is three away. Need it, don't get it. A little short. Rebound, and on the run is Critchlow. Critchlow bounce pass left side, Patton, and partially blocked by Trice. Lucky he didn't pick up a foul there. Good defense. Jones going in. Coming out is Dominique Gooch. Franklin inbounds right up underneath the basket to Bacon, and they're going to call a foul on Bacon. And I thought that was pretty straight-up defense there. Foul is on John A. Simpson. Sometimes being a big guy makes you the target, doesn't it?
You're exactly right on that.
At the foul line, Bacon's first is no good.
Hey, box out, we got numbers.
They're just not taking advantage at all.
Boy, they're really killing themselves at the foul line. Bacon with another charity toss, and this one's no good. Rebound Trice. They can't hit a free throw for nothing tonight. Ryan Jones, stutter steps. Now to the top of the key, drives in the lane, and they say he traveled. Turnover, Stars. 53-38, Siegel with the lead. That is 13 turnovers.
Had trouble with that. There wasn't glitter on it that time.
They need to start the clock. They haven't started the clock. Top of the key. Now they start it. And it had more time on it. Drive in the lane. Up, no good. Rebound. Siegel has it. Brandon burns it down low to Ryan Jones. Off the glass. Big, huge basket at a crucial time. Ryan Jones with 14. Down the floor. Max Taylor missed the shot. Franklin gets the rebound with 19 seconds. 55-38 your score. They're going for one here.
Double screen on the bottom. Double screen on the bottom. Don't let him get it, Barry. Don't let him get it.
Pass left side to Taylor. 4 seconds with three. Taylor's going to have to take the shot. Now bounce pass back out. Driving. Pretty good look and bounces. It'll fall for Garrison Matthews. Good ball movement there late. And your score at the end of three, 55-40. Franklin within 15 here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's only certified Rolex repair center.
Toots. Here at Toots Restaurants, one of our most popular menu items are our seafood baskets. Fried clam, catfish, and oyster baskets are all our favorites. And also, we have a fried shrimp basket. At Toots, our most popular appetizer is, believe it or not, fried dill pickles. We've been serving those for 27 years. At Toots, we're very proud of our menu and our menu prices and our daily specials. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
You want a trusted TV service, right? You know, one that has all the best movie channels, sports packages, and local coverage, but not sure who to call in Middle Tennessee? Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. With the ability to bundle together what fits your entertainment needs, Intersource provides TV, internet, phone, home theater, and best of all, local service, including DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, Charter, and Ring Central. So call 815-1800 and talk to a real representative. 815-1800. If you want the best, you got to go to the source, InnerSource.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Some shooting stats here in the third quarter. 40% shooting for Siegel, 33% for Franklin.
No stats from game days, team sports, winners, trophies, and fans heating and air. Siegel ball, Charles Clark drives, six-footer, too high off the glass. Rebound taken by Max Taylor. Taylor down the floor near side, 15-point Siegel lead. He drives coast to coast, and they're going to call a foul on Simpson. No, or is it? It is. It is on John A. Third foul for him. Two shots for Max Taylor at the charity stripe. One dribble, make it two, a bend to the knee, shot it, got it. Did you mention that interesting stat about the fact that they had most of their points from the foul line?
As poorly as Franklin shot from the free throw line, we've given them so many attempts that they actually have come back through the free throw line.
Well, there's a guy you don't want to foul, apparently, because Max Taylor just hit both free throws. 55-42.
Yeah, I never want to touch him again.
It's time for the Stars to go to work. Clark drives near side, off the glass. No. Missed the glass. Rebound Brandon. Fadeaway jumper. Won't go. Tipped up. Won't go. Clark tips it up again. Won't go. And they bring the basketball out and reset. The Siegel Stars need a spark here. Charles Clark drives in the lane from the foul line. Oh, my, what a basket.
A little alley-loop play. He just went up and just kind of floated it up there with his
7 points for Charles Clark. Now Bacon hits a three on the other end. They answer our two with a three. How about a three this side? Charles Clark! What a basket from the left wing. Charles Clark, the first bank three, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We'll take it as well. Lead is 15 for the Stars.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
WGNS Primetime Sports Coverage brought to you tonight by Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Hodge Construction, and Jerry Potts Car Care.
Franklin inbound to the right wing. Zach Bacon works to the top of the key, gives it off to Tackett. Now pass in the corner, back around the horn. Patton tries to drive in, nothing there. Bacon back to Critchlow, drives in the lane, reverse lay-in. It's good.
Well, that was a nifty shot right there.
60-47 Siegel. Bounce pass underneath to Trice. Missed it, but got his own rebounded put back. Nice move there by Trey Trice. 62-47. Siegel leads 6-14 and counting here. Critchlow drives right side, goes up, fouled. Probably Damian Clark. No. Trice. So Critchlow going to the foul line. Shot it and got it. So they pick a really good time to warm up at the foul line. This would be a much different game if they shot even 60% from the foul line.
Exactly. You're exactly right.
The second one is no good. Rebound. Trice has it. Threw it down court. Now Clark lost it. Battle for it. And now they're going to call over and back. Trice wasn't over the timeline. That is 14 turnovers. Dominique Gooch going to check in if they'll let him. Now there's a little discussion here.
That's
the officials.
Nasty little cut there that Damian Clark has.
Yeah, Damian Clark's trying to wipe up blood off the floor, and this could take a while. Got a cut on his elbow, and now they're going to have to trace it down and make sure there's no more on the floor. At least they usually do. Remember, they used to bring out the kit and everything. Guess it wasn't too much on the floor. Trapped outside is Critchlow. Critchlow to Tackett. Now Tackett drives in the lane. Stripped to the ball. Long lob up the floor. Jones, can he get to it? He does. Glides up in there. Off the glass, no good. Rebound. Franklin has it. No foul and all of that. Max Taylor has it tipped out of bounds by Charles Clark.
Siegel's defensive pressure has really picked it up the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, as they come back from that timeout. And Brian, I think that's where they got away from a little bit, their defense.
Inbounds lob over to Critchlow. Critchlow drives baseline. Nothing there and thrown away. Jones has it. Ryan Jones passes far side to Clark. Now to Gooch at the foul line. Back out. And Siegel resets with 5:18 left in the game. 62-48 their lead. Trice to Jones, right wing. Jones looks in, now backs it way out near midcourt. Now he's going to take it in one-on-one in the lane. Dumps it low to Robert Brandon. I thought he was going to take that basket. That is very unselfish play.
Five assists for Ryan Jones, and that's just doing it all on his own.
Deep in the left corner, Critchlow, not open. Now to Bacon. Bacon penetrates, glides in there off the left side, left block, missed the shot. They're going to call Trice for the foul, I believe. 1-2. It is Trey Trice. It's his fourth. Blackman boys and girls, both winners on the road at Franklin County tonight. Smyrna girls lost a tough one this evening. Plus one. No, he gets two shots. Okay. Tullahoma leads the Smyrna boys 35-22 at the half. 35-22 is the halftime score in that one. Tullahoma leading. Second free throw. This one rattles and falls. That, by the way, on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, Tullahoma had 7 3-pointers in that first half. You can follow at Prager Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal sending out that on Twitter tonight. 64-49 is your score with 4:43. Boy, they're late starting that clock. I'm telling you, that's happened at least three times tonight. Clark back to Robert Brandon. Brandon straight away down the center of the lane. Backs in. Now back out to Dominique Gooch for three. It's a little short. Maybe partially blocked a bit. Rebound. Matthews. Matthews to Nelson. Now back to Matthews. He almost carried the ball. Over to Patton. Patton stops. Now gives it back up to Nelson. Make that Matthews. Nelson has it now. In the lane. Left-handed hook. No good. Rebound put back. Won't fall. Simpson has it. Chins it. Now gives it out to Ryan Jones. Jones. Stutter steps in the lane. Now they're going to call a reach-in foul on Hunter Nelson, and I have that as his fifth. No, just the fourth. I gave a foul to someone else. Clark tosses it in. Finds Jones. You can hear him smack the basketball as he got it. We are courtside near the Siegel bench. Mike. Within earshot, ball out of bounds.
Clark took his eye off the ball and it went out.
64-49, 3:43 to go. Long pass up, Critchlow. Critchlow driving baseline and they're going to call a foul on Dominique Gooch. Dominique's fourth. So at the charity stripe goes Joe Critchlow. 11 points on the night, leads his team in scoring, but not at the foul line. He's really kind of struggled there tonight. I only had him with one free throw, and I know he's been there several times. This one is short as well. Rebound, last touch by the Siegel Stars. And I'm telling you, Dominique Gooch had somebody all over his back there trying to make that rebound.
They have out-rebounded them tonight, 32-14.
Long lob into Nelson. Now to Matthews. Matthews right wing. Pass across court. Three-pointer in the corner. Up and no good by Patton. Dominique Gooch down the left sideline. Gives it up to Charles Clark here near wing. Passes to Ryan Jones, left wing. Lost the ball. Now got it back. Floating jumper from six. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Franklin.
Brian, I'm going to tell you, that play was designed, I think. I know you really couldn't see it from that angle, but it was only he gave a facial look to him.
Inbounds. Ryan Jones explodes to the basket for two.
Well, I was going to say, he gave him a facial expression, gave it to the post player, and then he just tapped it back to Jones, just almost like they had planned that.
Taylor and Nelson, and they throw it away. Good defense there by the Stars. 66-49. Another couple of baskets, John.
Yeah, turn out the lights. It's getting close.
Yeah. Fat ladies warm it up.
Yeah, you may still have the Christmas tree on, but the rest of the lights are out.
Jones uses a screen by Clark. Now Clark, the three. Oh, my. Big, big, big basket there by Charles Clark.
That should do it.
13 for him. Lead back at 20. Driving in the lane, pass to Patton, and a foul on Simpson. I had Simpson with four fouls. Two minutes, 35 seconds to go in the game, and it's a 20-point lead for the Stars. But that in jeopardy here with Patton at the charity stripe. This one is good. He'll have another from the free throw line. He toes the line right now after some substitutions. Franklin has subbed. They've gone deep down their bench, so I think they're waving the white flag. This one is short. Rebound Simpson. May have to have this roster for the rest of that, John. Near side, Robert Brandon. Brandon brings it back out front. Sure they wouldn't mind running some clock here. Back to Charles Clark for three. No good. Rebound. Put back Jones, good to see him. Thank you, John. Ryan Jones with 18 points tonight. Running jumper left side is no good by Eric Rees, who's in the game. Now quickly down the floor, Dominique Gooch. Gooch with 12 and a timeout. Siegel probably to sub here with a minute 58 to go. They lead 73-50. We'll be back.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Nothing says Christmas like Martin's Home and Garden. This is Lester Martin, and the smell of evergreens has taken over our garden center. We have a wide variety of trees, wreaths, garland, ornaments, and garnishments to decorate your home for the season. Plus, we can flock your Christmas tree. Our homemade sorghum, honey, jams, and preserves make a great Christmas gift. Merry Christmas from everyone at Martin's Home and Garden.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Serving Middle Tennessee for 30 years.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And we are back. Franklin looking at a full court press. Paige Booth goes down the floor. Booth scores, and there is a foul. So Booth going to go to the foul line. And the foul is on Edwin Roberts getting into the game. Paige Booth, does he get in the scorebook? He does. He must have hit the basket as well, didn't he, John?
Yes, he did.
He did. So Booth with 3 points. I have no place to put anybody else, so nobody else for Franklin can score or to really mess up my score sheet. T.J. Stewart into the game for Siegel, and Trice. Trice lets this three fly. It's no good. Rebound, put back off the left block, is up and good by McGee. That's D.J. McGee, the sophomore, with a basket. Deep in the right corner, driving is Paige Booth. Then Booth going to be fouled.
Well, he's got some pretty good sophomores, Coach Dawson does, with McGee and Trice and Stewart. Good-looking youngsters.
Booth Paige going to go to the foul line again for two. This time he hits the first. He's got 4 points. And the second one's good as well. So he's got 5 points in off the bench. Let's see, what is he? He's a sophomore. Not a bad young man either. Roberts out front to Trice. Trice left wing. Finds McGee. Fadeaway jumper. It was Stewart. No good. Rebound. Trice glides in there. Has it partially blocked. Flips it back out into the Siegel bench. Lead is 20 for Siegel with 51.7 seconds coming up. The Prentice All-Sapeding and Air postgame show, so we invite you to stay tuned for that. Now they've called a technical foul on Coach Ben Dotson. I'm not sure what he said, but free throws from Paige Booth, who has hit lots of free throws here recently.
They've got on a roll.
He came in and he's hit, what, four?
Right. The last four.
And he'll have another one. This one's good as well. And we've got a timeout. Siegel with 51.7 seconds to go. We'll be right back. 75-57, Stars lead. One minute break. Let's go.
He's a man. He dances like no one can. Little Caesar man. How low can you go?
How low can we go? Try a large one-topping pizza for the low, low price of $5. That's a large one-topping pizza for just $5. Get dinner at Little Caesars and you'll never be in limbo again.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and on Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. Servicing Murfreesboro for over 10 years, Olympus is confident that we can get you in the best shape of your life. An all-inclusive membership, just $14.99 a month, offering free childcare, free group exercise, free tanning, and free personal training. Drop by any of our four locations and see one of our friendly staff members today.
Visit Olympus Athletic Club online at gymolympus.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
By Sam Rucker. And the Rebels going to be fouled by Dominique Gooch, I think. No, that's Tay Martin. Apologize for that. Tay Martin with the foul. That is his second. At the foul line will go Eric Reeves, junior wing. This one is in and out. Shot it and got it. So Reeves in the scorebook as well. 35-25 in the third quarter of play. Smyrna still trailing Tullahoma. They get it down, looking for the lob, and nobody home. Now Franklin running the floor, blocked. There's double zero, James Dutton, who lost the ball out of bounds. Now tries to Stewart. They call a foul on 54, Sam Rucker. Siegel to inbound with 30 seconds to go in the game that just will never end, apparently. Stewart, now they reach in. Why on earth? Good grief, put your whistle up. Page with a foul.
You're not going to get a technical, are you?
I hope not.
Okay. They can't hear us, can they?
I don't think so. Wonder if they get paid by the hour. Stewart misses the first, doesn't get the second. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Franklin. It'll be Siegel basketball. And we've got a sub. Coming in is Carson Young. Inbounds toss, tries to Stewart. Now in the corner, deep left corner, shot will not fall. Rebound, did they save it? No, it'll be Franklin's basketball. Going the other way with 16.6. The Stars leading 75-58. We'll have complete stats in the postgame show and lots of information. We invite you to stay tuned for that. 12 seconds. Nobody wants a foul on the Siegel bench, and I concur. Lob down low, shot won't go. Rebound put back. This one won't go. Rebound put back. And they blow the whistle as the clock expires. Just go to the locker room, fellas. And that's what they do. Final score is 75-58. 75-58. The Siegel Stars are winners here at Franklin. Stars improved to 10-0 on the year. Rebels fall to 7-3. We will be right back here on WGNS after this short timeout. Coming up, the Prentice Salsa Heating and Air postgame show straight ahead as we continue State Farm Prep Basketball.
The time is now.
Absolute online auction at bobparksauction.com. This business must vacate two warehouses wall-to-wall full of stuff. Department store stuff, jewelry store stuff, variety store stuff, all kinds of stuff must be auctioned off at this absolute online auction. Go to bobparksauction.com.
Bob Parks Auction.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.